Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I guess we'll be talking more about crabbing in the upcoming year. So we'll get all that rolling. And this is only the second Saturday of the new year. Is that right? No, this is the first Saturday of the new year. This is the very first Saturday of 2018. Yeah, okay. We were here last week, day before New Year's Eve, and so a very uneventful New Year's Eve. Just kind of stayed home and relaxed and, watched a little television. Gave Robin a kiss at midnight, and that was it, pretty much. But very uneventful. Didn't hunt this week. Planned on it Friday and Saturday with the extension of the firearm season, the late firearm season is what they call it. And if you're headed out there today, God bless you. If you're within the sound of my voice and have the radio on and you're headed to a deer stand, God bless you. It's chilly out there. It was chilly out there yesterday. Believe it or not, though, I did see a deer.
Was it wearing a coat?
A fur coat, yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah, yesterday I was headed up 301 and right there outside of Centerville, I looked over and there's a deer standing there in the field just feeding along the edge. I'm like, well, I can access that property. I know who lives there. So, but I didn't, just one of those things. I had something to do. So now, how about you? Did you stay warm this week?
I tried.
Yeah.
There were a couple times where I wasn't so successful, but it was short term.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, if you're going to be outside, you got to dress for it.
Exactly.
You really have to dress for it. And, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. Yesterday was pretty interesting. Went to Cabela's at Christiana Mall and met some really nice people. Now, if you recall the show on the 16th when we had Victoria Jones here and Tom Slavin of the Upper Bay Gun Club, Victoria talked about an event for the Sisterhood of the Outdoors, and she's the Victoria's the Delaware coordinator. She lives in Delaware, but they hunt, right across the line in Maryland, Delaware. And they actually did a waterfowl hunt on Thursday night, very successful, with the ladies that came in from Sisterhood of the Outdoors. And Victoria invited Bill Miles and myself to observe the hunt, to participate in the event at Cabela's yesterday, which we did. And it was, from like 9 to 11:30, something like that. Met some great people. The Beretta rep that's in charge of the specialty firearms was there. He was there with the folks from Beretta, who's, I guess, a sponsor of Sisterhood of the Outdoors. Diane Sorrentino, if you look up Team Beretta, Diane was there. She's from New Jersey. And she's in law enforcement over there, but she shoots on the Beretta team and won several, here's what it says, 15 gold medals, 5 silver medals, and 3 bronze medals in individual and team competition. Diane was inducted into the, National Sporting Clays of America Hall of Fame, an achievement she counts as her greatest. So, she talked about, safe firearms handling. Amy Ray was there, the president of Sisterhood of the Outdoors. She talked about some gun safety and a little bit on how to stay warm. Victoria talked about, what to wear in the blind and how to stay comfortable. And, the folks from Cabela's were very accommodating. It was a nice little seminar there. There were probably 20 couple people in the room. 15 of the ladies were, participating in the hunt. And they went out yesterday afternoon and whacked a bunch of geese. I think 11 Canadas and 1 snow goose. So more power to them, God bless them. So they are good shooters. They are good conservationists. They're all interested in hunting, and primarily they're interested in bringing more women into the ranks of hunting, and that's Sisterhood of the Outdoors. If you want to look it up, it's sisterhoodoutdoors.com. Now, if you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page, you'll see a couple pictures on there. My picture's on there. I don't like to put my picture on there a lot, but I did, because I was with Victoria and Amy Ray, and we are forming a friendship with the Sisterhood of the Outdoors. And going forward, and then Victoria's on there with Kara Hartman from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation with their bag of geese from yesterday, at least out of their blind. So it was kind of a fun day and kind of a fun to interact with the folks and listen to, you know, these ladies talk about their passion for hunting. And, you know, a number of them are in law enforcement, work with law enforcement. They're all avid conservationists. They're all, you know, they all hate poachers just as, I mean, it's like a universal thing, you know. Amy told a story about this past deer season. She lives in Georgia. They knew they had poachers on their land and called law enforcement. Law enforcement came down and said, hey, we got these poachers. We're going to need some help from the landowners. There were five of them, you know, and you know, can you imagine a woman confronting five armed men bent on breaking the law? You know, so, I mean, it's just, there's some special challenges out there. But, you know, shout out to you ladies today, this morning. If you're listening to this at all, and I wouldn't blame you if you wouldn't be getting out there till tomorrow, till this afternoon. But, you know, my hat's off to you as far as being able to stay warm and keep warm. Why don't we open the phones up and maybe somebody has some suggestions on how they stay warm in the outdoors? You know, I mean, I've got my ideas and how I dress and how I utilize, you know, different things to stay warm, like the little hand warmers and things like that. So why don't we, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You folks are actually running the show here this morning because, you know, we're not giving anything away, so we're not, you know, trying to bribe you by calling by your chance to win something. But we're working on that. We're working on that for the winter and spring months. So for the fishermen and crabbers out there. So we'll see what we can come up with here. It's a great incentive when you can, you know, you can give something away. Oh, coffee. Good. So, you know, we're a couple things coming up I want to mention to you. Some dates to put on your calendar. These are pretty cool events. It's the fourth annual Hunters Rally in Annapolis. It's February 1st, Thursday, February 1st, 2018, 9 to 11. We're only allowed 2 hours, so we have a very small window there. It's the Blazing Camo Day is what we call it, Hunters Rally in Annapolis. All hunters and trappers and people interested in the outdoors are invited to come. It's February 1st, Thursday. You know, we have 100,000 hunters here. We contribute over $266 million to Maryland's economy. 4,500 jobs are related to hunting in Maryland. And, you know, we hunt and we vote. And 2018 is an election year. If you're not registered to vote, get registered to vote. At the Navy Marine Stadium parking lot, 8:30 is a good time to show up. We'll ride the shuttle down. I mean, if you want to walk, it's 5 or 6 blocks. But we did it first year or two. It's a cold walk. So take the shuttle. They'll drop you right off there at the Lawyers Mall. And, you know, we'll take the shuttle to the State House, and we'll greet the lawmakers as they enter the session. We'll greet them. I mean, we'll ambush them, basically, between the buildings. Last 2 years, Governor Hogan showed up. We had some conversations with the governor and many, many lawmakers. They love getting the orange hats that we provide for them. So wear your orange, wear your camo, and come on down February 1st at 8:30. At the there's no charge except to park. I mean, it might be $5 to park or something like that, and a couple bucks for the shuttle. So, but it's a good time, and you get to meet hunters from all across the state there. So that's one date. The other date is the Maryland Hunting Coalition fourth annual Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. That's Saturday, March 31st. Last Saturday of March 31st at Martin's in Westminster. And if you go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, you'll see both of these events. You can download the flyer for the benefit and for Blaze and Camo Day to share, you know, to copy and email to your friends. There we go. John and Cross in Ferndale. Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you, Alan?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, on my way. I wasn't going to go out this morning because, of course, it's all gone cold. But, you know, I got to thinking I want to move my corn feeder, so I figured, well, if I'm not going to hunt and stay up there to stay, I'm going to move my corn feeder. Then I got to thinking I'm going to move my corn feeder. I shouldn't make a wasted trip, so I'm hunting.
Well, good.
Yeah, I'm up there. I'm on my way up to Upper Falls.
Okay.
But I want to ask you about this new air crossbow out now. You know anything about them?
Well, it's actually more like a firearm than a crossbow. It's a pneumatic fired. It fires an arrow with compressed air, a CO2 cartridge, and apparently it generates enough foot pounds to be lethal. It's been approved for deer firearm season only, so you can use it today if you want. It's not authorized to be used in the archery season or the muzzleloader season.
Oh, it's not.
It is no, not for archery and not for muzzleloader. Only during firearm season.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now I guess it's pretty quiet, huh?
No, it's noisy as hell.
Is it really?
Yeah, sure. Do you ever fire a paintball gun?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'll be doggone. Okay, well.
I mean, it's an explosion of compressed air that propels the arrow out through the muzzle of the thing.
Okay. Is it any more? Does it have any more feet per second than a regular crossbow?
I don't know that it is. It could be. I haven't done a lot on it. I haven't researched it a lot. I mean, I talked about it here a few times, but you know, when it was, the Crossman Company provided DNR with one, and they tested it and said works for them. Of course, you know, you see on TV, what's his name, Jim Shockey shoot a bison with it, you know.
Yeah.
And, great marketing. Kill something big with something, and, people will buy it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's lethal. I'm sure just like anything, I mean, you can shoot through a deer with a 30-pound, compound bow here in Maryland, but I'm sure it propels an arrow, with enough foot-pounds, enough kinetic energy to be able to do that. So, therefore it is legal, but not in the archery season, so.
Okay, great.
All right.
Appreciate you letting me know about that.
What are you taking today? Shotgun?
Nah, I got a crossbow. But you know what?
What?
I forgot all about the doggone shotgun.
Yeah, you can take shotgun today.
I might have time enough to go home and get my shotgun. I forgot all. But you know what? To be honest with you, most of my shotgun shots are within, say, 30 yards.
Yeah.
I'm just as good with that crossbow as I am the shotgun, to be honest with you.
Well, there you go.
So I'm not going home.
Well, look, you've got the crossbow there. You've got, you've got plenty of lethal force, no question about it. So, but, yeah, this
shotgun goes out today or tomorrow.
Well, it depends on what county you are. If some of those counties have authorized Sunday hunting and, some of them have to close at 10:30 in the morning and, it's going to be a cold morning tomorrow morning if you're out there. But, the firearm season ends tomorrow.
All right, great. All right, thanks again, Alan. You take it easy. Have a good day.
You too, John. Thanks for the call. See you.
Right, so.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll continue to throw this question out. What do you do to stay warm? If you got to be out for an extended period of time, let's say you're going to do a morning hunt, and it's let's say it's 10 degrees like it was this morning. Let's say the wind's blowing 20 miles an hour. Let's say the wind chill's below zero. And you're going to go sit in a stand in the woods, either on a metal ladder stand, a wooden box stand, a redneck blind, a shooting house. How do you stay warm?
I heard a tip from a local news person, and it made perfect sense because he grew up in Chicago.
Okay,
that he puts on as many layers as you can,
mm-hmm.
And
plus his body armor.
But the thing is, he thought,
Chicago, kind of town.
Yeah, and he was in downtown Baltimore when he was talking about this. So, mm-hmm. Anyhow, his theory or what he was raised to do was you put on as many layers as you can, and if you're warm in the house, then you're definitely going to be, I mean, basically the point you should be sweating in the house and you should be warm enough outside. The only problem I have with that.
You sweat in the house and
exactly.
You're going outside
and you're,
you got
going
moisture.
To freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm a great believer. I've become a great believer in the synthetic materials that we have now. You know, like fleece. It used to be called polar fleece. I don't know what it's called now, polar tech or whatever it might be. Still the warmest jacket I have. I bought back 20-some years ago a big, heavy polar fleece jacket. Wore it on many occasions on many hunts. But there are some advances in insulation like Permaloft and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wicking.
Wicking, mm-hmm. You know, look at everything before you purchase some apparel. The folks that sell this stuff do a lot of research. You know, you want to be able to trap an insulating layer of air somewhere around your body. You want to be able to have your perspiration wick out through that garment while you're maintaining your body heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so base layer, light layer, mid layer, top layer is the way I usually go. It's a base layer and then a similar secondary layer, and that the purpose is to trap, allow the perspiration to get out, but allow a layer of air between the first and second layer. Same thing with a third layer. My third layer is usually, third and fourth layers are usually windproof,
mm-hmm.
especially the fourth layer. You know, some soft laminated fleece with a windproof layer in there. But I definitely think that you've got to stop that wind. You know, and I don't necessarily go with all the hunting stuff. I mean, there are other companies out there that make warm garments that you can certainly adapt to hunting. You know, you don't have to have the latest and greatest camo, but there are some very good companies that have layering system like the Waterfowlers and their four-way parka. I mean, that little four-way parka thing revolutionized waterfowl hunting. You know, you got the vest, you got the zip-off sleeves, you got the inner liner, you've got the outer shell, and all that. That's good. And then I have some stuff that's made by Rivers West, thanks to Sean Mann, that is totally waterproof, totally insulating, and I've got a set of a wader coat and bibs with that. And it's spectacular. I mean, that's my coldest weather gear stuff is what I use for that, you know, especially when I'm on the water. So, but anyway, what about the boots?
I would think the same thing.
Yeah. Folks at Cabela's yesterday recommended a base layer sock and then a breathable sock like wool,
mm-hmm.
okay, or some of these synthetics, and then your boots should be breathable boots. For this kind of weather, your rubber boots, they'll get warm on the way into the stand, but then again,
you freeze because
of the moisture
stuck.
Yeah, because the moisture stuck in the rubber boots. So they recommend an insulated, breathable boot, half size at least, large enough so that you have some air circulating in that boot again. You know, that your body will heat up that layer of air and keep you insulated. So my thing is, I just don't want to get wet. I don't want to put my hand.
Once you're wet,
yeah,
that's it.
I don't want to put my hand in the snow.
No.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to step in water over my boots. Buddy of mine shot a deer the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it made it to the water.
Oh.
And he had to go in the water.
Oh, no.
To get the deer. The deer had expired in the water and floated up against the bank and got stuck in some
real, underbrush.
In the brush, yeah, and he had to go into that, stepped in over his boots, and then had a straight up drag out of the water. Yeah, it was
bad.
You know, he said he changed the load in his muzzle loader,
mm-hmm.
and you know, suspected it would shoot the same. He saw when he shot the deer that it was hit, but he didn't know how badly, and he saw it standing, you know, out.
Sure.
Knew it was hit and tried to follow it. lost very little blood trail. I suspect he probably hit it a little high in the lung cavity, you know, and it took a while for the lung
to fill up
and, you know, start to have a trail. And he didn't tell me where he hit it, but that's just a suspicion. Or maybe a liver shot. Maybe, who knows? But anyway, he did find some blood. It got dark. And, of course, cold enough, it's going to be fine. So he found some blood the next morning in the snow, and he went
and
found it. But it was in the water. And he said, man.
Chilly.
Yeah. Dragged that deer up over that bank. I was plenty warm then, you know. Dressed that thing out and got her home.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't mess around. But water, you know, you get wet in this stuff. It's never good. So, hands. Let's talk about heating your hands up. You know, a lot of people use those little chemical heat packs. You know, I personally prefer a hardware warmer. Zippo makes one, but I don't like it because it has such a smell of lighter fluid, but it stays incredibly warm. Used to have a Johnny heater when I was a kid. Used to have one you put the solid sticks in, you light the stick, and you fold it up and put it in this container and put it in a felt case and put it in your pocket. They work great. You know, as far as portable heat to take with you, again, you know, your gloves, you can put a base layer on, on your hand and put a layer of fleece gloves over top, you know, something with some insulation, Thinsulate or Polar Fill or something, or what do they call it? Is it Polar Loft? I don't know what it's called. But anyway, get something warm. But what it does do is prevent you from texting. If you want to keep your hands warm, don't text, you know. Now, those chemical heaters, you can put them in your pocket and keep your hands in your pocket. That's one way to do it. Or you can use the cuff of your jacket and press them against the inside of your wrist, which warms the blood flow into your hands. Okay? So that'll help keep your hands warm, you know. Head and ears, again, same thing. You got to, you know, something warm, something felt. I've got a Carhartt headliner. I used to use a welding helmet liner. They were great. They were absolutely great. And a quilted welding liner helmet. I worked at a welding shop, and I'd use the liners that the guys used in their welding helmets in the cold weather, and they worked wonderful. But, you know, now it's a face mask. It says, again, a synthetic face mask, felt or something that you know, keeps the wind off your face.
Traps the air, but with
traps
the moisture.
Traps the air, yep. And I had them on this morning, and I will not go out without them. And that's my 360 degrees earmuffs.
Yep.
Earmuffs. And the 360s, you can hear through them. They're fantastic. Fantastic. So,
and they're relatively inexpensive.
Yeah,
affordable.
I mean, very. I mean, I think they retail for like $20, but some of the places, if you get, you know, the 30% off discount coupon or something
especially
like that.
Especially now because they're getting ready to bring in.
Yeah, exactly. Clothes. You can find them, and you can find them in camo if you want. But I've got half a dozen pairs of them. Love them. So I think we need to take a break, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I think we should. I think we need to talk about the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets are on their way. Maybe next week we'll start giving some tickets away. It's the world's largest outdoor show. Starts February 3rd, I believe. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery and more. 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. NRA Country and the Great American Outdoors Show are set to host another rock and country concert Saturday, February 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. Backed by popular demand, join Granger Smith and Low Cash. That sounds like me, Low Cash, with special guest Nate Hosey for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule including concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Hey, visit Great American Outdoor Show for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. KatensVilleLinex.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, where do Eastern Shore hunters and anglers stop for everything they could need, want, or imagine? Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island is open now, and they've got everything you need. If you need, you know, you come off without your pack and you forgot your steel shot, you can stop by and get some steel shot. If you forgot your goose or duck call, they've got all major brands, largest selection in the area. But if you didn't forget anything and you're out there and you're successful, guess what? You can take your goose and geese and ducks and everything down there, and they'll pluck it or pick it or breast it out or whatever you want done and get it ready for you to take home. You take it home, you open it up, do what you got to do, you know, soak it salt water, whatever. But it's ready. It's ready to go. Chesapeake Outdoors has complete waterfowl picking services. Now, they also carry camouflage by Bandit and Under Armour. They got all the warm weather stuff if you need it. Boots, hips, and waders. Got gloves, too. Crossbows. You know, the Archery Trade Association show's coming up this coming week. They'll be there. They'll be looking at all the new stuff. And they'll be moving some of the stuff out and putting some of the stuff back in. And I'm expecting some sales later this month. But, look, right now, if you need a crossbow, they got six or seven major brands. And Matthew's Solo Cam bows as well for the compound shooter. Look, they have a huge selection of Yeti. One of Robin's Christmas gifts was a Yeti, pink Yeti tumbler, which, you know, she loves more than me. But they've got all the bags, they've got all the tumblers, they've got all the hard coolers and everything else, plus a complete selection of firearms and ammunition and knives and accessories and scents and muzzleloader stuff, and you name it. Chesapeake Outdoors. Where are they located? Exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, right off Route 50 on Kent Island. Just cross the bridge, 39B, watch those numbers. Get off on Dominion Road, and you'll see them right there on the right-hand side. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Ooh, white lightning. White lightning. That's George Jones, isn't it? That's what I thought. Yep. So, where I would be deer hunting this morning is right now it's, what time is it? 5:30. Yeah. At 6 o'clock, it'll be 7 degrees. It'll feel like minus 6, 9-mile-an-hour west winds with gusts to 14-mile-an-hour. Not bad. I've hunted there in worse weather. One of the worst days, coldest. Well, I've hunted in below zero weather, and deer hunting, and it's not horrible. I mean, it just depends. When I was younger, of course. When I was 14 years old, my high school buddy and I decided it was time to take a day off school and go deer hunting. Middle of the week, skip school. His mother drove us in very cold weather to her brother's farm, which was about 18 miles from where we were going, and dropped us off. Dropped us off. 16 degrees below zero. Yeah, it was a little cold. But, hey, we were 14, 15. We didn't care. You know, we saw a couple deer. Nothing we could shoot at. Nothing we could identify as a buck at that time. It was deer season. We took a shell, a 30-30, and I pulled the bullet out and used powder to start a fire. That was my fire starter. But, you know, back then, you could start a fire in the woods, and that was kind of a tradition, you know, and guys would sit there by the fire and just wait for deer to come by. Hey, it was great. It eliminated your scent. You know, the deer would smell the fire. They'd get curious and come around, and I can imagine there were a lot of deer shot around the fire back then. It was what we did. We'd start a fire in the woods and, you know, kind of relax a little bit. The best thing to start them was a railroad flare or a traffic flare. You know, you light them up and you get your fire together. You put a little combustible stuff in there. You take some newspaper or something with you. You find some sticks and get that base started, and then you build your little teepee over top, you know, with a little larger sticks and things, and then you could just keep it rolling from there. And it was great to sit by a fire for half a day and go deer hunting. You didn't see a tremendous amount of deer, but it was you felt like you were really hunting. So, all right. I don't know if people build fires in the woods anymore or not. I really do. I mean, you know, we sit on these elevated tree stands, and well, nobody sits on the ground anymore and tries to stay warm. They just they sit in these elevated tree stands, and, you know, ground blinds are good. Ground blinds are great for hunting this kind of weather, you know, if you don't have snow crushing on down on top of them, but, you know.
No, I think starting a fire nowadays.
Not my ground blind.
No, not in your ground blind.
No.
I'm just thinking, you know, in light of people's sensitivity to the outdoors and how many people are not very happy with people being out and just enjoying the outdoors. If somebody were to start a fire, then more than likely, the next thing you know, the police would come and hunt you down. So.
Unless it's your own private property.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got private property and you want to do, I think that's great, you know. People do bonfires all the time.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was growing up.
Oh,
that
man.
That happened all the time.
Oh, man. We get the snowmobiles out in this weather. We'd go out there. We'd start a big old bonfire. I was in charge of the fire. I really was. And, you know, you had to start it far enough away from the log where everybody sat to not cook anybody, you know. You don't want any, you know, roasty, toasty people. But, you know, we built some amazing bonfires.
And even then. You know, a good fire that's maybe 3 feet in diameter, that can warm up a pretty big space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, I do have the portable gas heater for in the tree stand.
Okay.
You know, I have a couple of those. I have a small one and a large one. I suspect they're in the storage.
Somewhere.
Pack rat thing. Some.
In a box, in a far corner.
God knows where, you know. So, but, yeah, no, that is another possibility. If you're in a shooting house or something like that, one of these propane, as long as it's well ventilated.
Exactly.
You know, when I shot my bear in 2015, it was cold in October, and I was welcome to start this space heater in the shooting house on the private property where I was hunting. It was great.
They just cracked the windows.
Going to have the window cracked anyway. You have to shoot out of it, you know? So, but no, I mean, not the 8-pound tank, but the bigger one.
Okay.
Connected to the heater inside. You know, the tank was outside and the heater was inside. It was right toasty the way it was set up. So, but, yeah, there's all kinds of things you can do to stay warm. I used to take a 3-pound coffee can when it came
in cans.
When it came in cans, you take a 3-pound coffee can, you put a wire bale on it. Okay, you knock a hole in the side, you put a piece of wire, make a handle, you take a roll of toilet paper, put down in there, and you take a bottle of rubbing alcohol, and you soak that toilet paper up.
Yep.
And you light that thing, and you sit there, and you warm your hands over it. Wouldn't recommend it in a ground blind. Again, you know, I wouldn't write my I wouldn't want anything combustible anywhere in a ground plane.
No, but, not a good idea.
No. But, I mean, that's a great idea for a day like today, a ground blind. You know, it gets out of the wind, you stay concealed, and you're not elevated off the ground under the effects of all that wind. So, good idea. I like ground blinds. I've taken deer out of ground blinds. You're not commenting. 410 WCBM 680. Come on, folks. Let's go. Let's see.
Are we going to hit?
We got an email. Did I hear you right? I thought I heard you say Robin has left me for an acrobat. Yeah, that's correct. That's what you heard, John.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's a tumbler.
Oh, a tumbler.
She's
maybe
in love
you
with
should
her
have
Yeti
joined
tumbler.
The circus and become a tumbler. Mine is on the way in the mail as we speak. We'll see him tomorrow, that guy. Yeah. No, she really likes her tumbler.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I suspect that a lot of our listeners who hunt are sleeping in today. Please prove me wrong. I'd love to hear from you if you're on your way to the woods. I know you're watching, you know, all that stuff. You're watching the roads and all that. And I don't know that deer are going to be moving at first light.
No.
I doubt it. Probably mid-morning, I would think. But, you know, what can I say?
And talk to us on your way to the hunt.
That's what we want. That's what we want. That's why we do the show this time of day.
And there's hands-free, so there's no reason why you cannot call.
There you go. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. Maybe, knowing that we've got 12 tickets coming for the outdoor show, maybe next hour we'll start taking names. What do you think? We'll kind of work that the same way. Well, no, you know, we got to do that first. First week of February, so throughout January we'll give a few tickets away, maybe a couple pair a week. But, maybe we'll do that. Let me think about how we're going to work that. Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, so. I'll tell you one thing. This is my 50th season, and these cold mornings affect me more even when I'm not in the woods, you know, than they did back in the day. Rich in Westminster, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. I could hear you wanting some callers.
We need to do that, but that's okay. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
There's nothing in this world going to get me out in the woods this morning.
Why is that?
It's freaking cold, man. I don't need a deer that bad.
No, it's been a long season. You know, we've been out there since, the 9th of September or something like that.
Yeah.
And, we've had our times in firearms and muzzleloader season. I've got some meat in the freezer. I don't need to kill a deer. I'd like to. I would like to take in one with a muzzleloader last week. There's a real nice one where I hunt in Cecil County, and that would have been the one. There are people that want some deer meat, and I'm more than willing to shoot it and give it to them. But, you know what? They may have to wait until next year.
Yeah. So. I got my three, and that's all we need.
Well, that's all you need. You know, So, anyway.
I killed a, it was in a muzzleloader, but it was right before it really got cold. And I killed a doe. It's probably the biggest doe I've ever taken. I couldn't believe how big this doe was.
Right.
And, I'm sure you're aware, at least it is the case with me, that it's hard to pick up a blood trail with a muzzleloader. I mean, they don't leave a lot of blood for some reason. I don't know if you've experienced that.
I have, but not always. But, yeah, I mean, I know what you mean.
This was about 4:45. I'm in a ladder stance, so fortunately I could get down quick. But
right.
I didn't even waste my time looking for blood. I mean, when I shot,
there
was three deer out in the field together, and I saw two of them go down through the woods and cross the creek, and then I heard this crash, and I knew my deer was in there, but it was a thicket. And I'm thinking, okay, I just got to get down and hope I can find a deer, period. and I just started looking for a deer, and there she was. And,
yeah.
She was huge.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe how big that doe was.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Muzzleloader sometimes can be tough, but the idea is to put the biggest chunk of lead into the most vital spot in the body and knock them over right now. And I've done that with deer and bear and, you know, everything else. But sometimes you shoot a little high. One of the toughest tracking jobs I had was a nice big 8-point, biggest body deer I ever shot, dressed out 196 pounds. And he gave me very little blood to go on. And I actually wound up finding him by smell, you know, because it was late October, and I kept walking by him, and, you know, he smelled ruddy, and I found him that way. Wow. And thank God I had a cart with me to get him out of there, because he had gone down through the marsh and up the other side and was laying in the laurel thicket, and it was not a good spot on the side of a little ridge there, bench, I guess. And good spot to get a deer out of, especially one that big. So,
right.
But
yep.
We got him. So.
I ran into that in that thicket. It's like I played hell getting him out of
out of the
fires and all that. But, you know, once you have your deer, that's the main thing. And then you just reflect on the hunt.
Yep.
That's part of the hunt for me anyway.
Yep. Got it. All right, Rich. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. We got other folks
lining the show by the wood stove down here.
Well, I wish I was with you having a cup of coffee. So talk.
He says you're not heading to the woods. He said if you're heading to the woods, I said I'm heading to the wood pile.
Well, there you go. That's good enough. Thanks, right. Buddy.
See
you. All right. Happy New Year. Bye bye. Kyle and Glen Burnie, and then we got Shane in Farmville, Virginia. Good morning, Kyle. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm warm.
Yeah, we're getting ready to get real cold. We're getting ready to walk in the woods now.
Are you? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Where are you headed?
Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Is that where you hunt?
Yeah.
Well, you hunt in Anne Arundel County there. Okay, sure. Good. Good. Well, stay warm out there, buddy.
We're going to try to.
All right. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye-bye. There he goes. And we got Shane in Farmville, Virginia. Good morning, Shane. How are you? Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. Warm.
Good. My guy thinks I'm crazy getting up at 4:30 to listen to you.
Well, you know.
But I was able to get you on the radio. Oh, I guess the computer. And
yeah, computer. Yep.
Yeah, I will come out of Annapolis about November when we moved down here.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, just called to say hi. And, you know, they lost to waterfowl hunters in the James River maybe 2 days. That's a hell of a way to die.
Well, you know, if you go, we put a post on the Maryland Hunting Coalition site of a guy from Missouri. He was in, I guess, Missouri. He's in the Missouri River. Some ducks fell on the ice, and he went out in the boat with his dog and left his son on the bank and went overboard. He and the dog went overboard. And, you know, he's trying to get back in the boat. His waders filled up. His dog climbed up over his back to get in the boat. And he said, you know, my body immediately went into spasms. And he said, all I could think of was drowning is a hell of a way to die, but not in front of your kid. And he scrambled back in the boat and got to shore and I guess got out of there. But that's a very chilling account. If you go to the MD Hunting Coalition .org or MD Hunting Coalition Facebook page, you'll see that video. And that was shared by a former wildlife guy with me. So it's, yeah, man. I mean, it's chilling. He's sitting there in his truck just telling a story, you know.
So. They usually, I live kind of in a very rural area, and we hear the dogs all day. They're running the dogs
for the deer. Yeah,
deer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the dogs are all over the street, and it's just a mess down here.
Yep. Yeah. you live in rural America. That's kind of what happens. You know, there is a lifestyle out there. There's a tradition and heritage. So.
That's the truth.
Yep. All right. Well, Shane, thanks for joining me. Where is Farmville? How far from where would I know that?
I would say it's about, it's near Appomattox.
Yep.
It's about an hour past Richmond.
Okay. I know where it is.
Heading, yeah. Southwest.
Yep. Yeah. I know where it is. Yep. Used to hang out in Danville. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a little farther down, isn't it?
Yeah. It seemed like it took forever to get there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all right, Shane. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You too.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
The Great American Outdoor Show, first week of February. It starts, I believe, the 3rd. World's greatest, largest outdoor show, 9-day event, celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions, of course. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery, and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. NRA Country and the Great American Outdoor Show are set to host another Rockin' Country concert Saturday, February 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex, backed by popular demand. Join Granger Smith and me. No, it's Locash. Same thing. Sorry. With special guest Nate Hosey for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule including concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Wind chill advisories continue until midday today. It has been a very brutal start to the weekend. Temperature-wise, those west winds mean business. This cold Arctic high pressure builds in. Clear skies today, but boy, the temperature damage is done. We're at 19 this afternoon, single-digit lows tonight with tough wind chills sub-zero and mid-20s tomorrow. We don't get above freezing until Monday, upper 30s with a chance for some afternoon rain showers. I'm Scott Laurier, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck.
never stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The bone collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a scent boxer, ran a bag and grunt claw. Pour out my tank 69, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall.
Pretty bad hunting deer, that guy is. Sure he is. Well, tell you who will be more than glad to help you with your upcoming firearms needs, and that would be Clyde Sports Shop. Whether you're a deer hunter, waterfowl hunter, whether you're a crabber, a fisherman, want to participate in the shooting sports, or, you know, just like to go shoot a pistol or need a handgun for personal protection, home protection, they can teach you how to, you know, get your pistol online, you know, how to get your all the background stuff done and all that. And, you know, they can handle all that at Clyde Sports Shop because they've been in the firearms business since the 60s. That's right. They're a full-line Browning dealer, and they got the AB3 Hunters in there the other day, and they were extolling the AB3 Hunter. You know, that's the bolt-action combo firearm with a scope, a factory-mounted scope. It comes in all calibers. They also like the A5, you know, for waterfowlers, and so do we. So, Clyde Sports Shop, if you need it fixed, you need your fishing rods updated, ready to go, put a, you know, broke the tip off, or need a new guide, or need new line wound on there, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. They look forward to seeing you on such a cold day. Go in and see what's new. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. I hear the music in the background. The banjos are playing. That means we've come to the end of the first hour, more the next hour. Hopefully more calls. Teach me how you stay warm. Teach me some game recipes. Let's talk about that. Good idea, Chris. All right, get out, stay out. Please stay safe.